Writer Heather Lendy says an assignment by her local newspaper brought her in touch with an isolated culture, the Tlingit people of the Alaskan Panhandle, who have a rich tradition and a willingness to share it with outsiders.
Our weekly paper asked me to write an obituary of a Tlingit elder who passed away. 2 days later, I'm sitting in the home of friends of hers, eating a smoked, dried hooligan, a herring-like fish prized by Alaska natives. My host gave me the snack while we waited for his wife to sound out the woman's Tlingit name, figure out the proper phrasing of her tribal lineage, and get me some details about the family. I chew the crunchy fish and listen as he talks. When he was young, missionaries and the government prohibited Alaska natives from using Tlingit words and living traditionally. Now a grandfather, he's committed to eating the food, speaking the language, and learning the stories of his culture. When I sing the old songs, he tells me, it's like my chest is opened up and my heart is showing. Meanwhile, his wife has translated her friend's name into English, but she's not completely happy with the result. I'll write talk, she says softly, but it's really talked. Tlingits belong to one of two reciprocal groups, ravens or eagles, called moieties. There are also clans and other divisions called houses. She tells me her friend was of the raven moiety from Tach Den Khan, or the snail house. Her name was Na Guth Kla, but everyone knew her as Susie. On my way out, they hand me a pint of smoked hooligan. It's a generous gift. They also tell me where I can find Susie's daughter. She doesn't have a phone, and I haven't been able to find her. Cold rain blows as I knock at the trailer door. When she answers, I introduce myself. She is beautiful and stern, and doesn't say anything before closing the door. I wait, and a minute later, she reopens the door enough for me to explain that the paper would like to borrow a recent photograph for her mother's obituary. She looks like she wants to throw me off the porch. The door closes again. Her mother was gracious, and she is her mother's daughter. So when she reopens the door, it is to give me a photograph. I promise to take good care of it. She nods silently and shuts the door. I almost shout thank you right out loud. I want to raise my hands and testify, thanking God for all these good people who forgive the sins of the past without forgetting them. But I don't. Instead, I stand in the rain and remember the words of Charlie Joseph, a Tlingit orator. One way love will die, he said, but love for each other will live for a long time.
The comments of Heather Lendy, a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News. Her comments are recorded at member station KHNS in Haines, Alaska.